Juneau's homegrown brewery has lost an appeal in a multi-million dollar case over distribution rights in Washington state. But company owners say it's not going to affect their bottom line. KTOO's Matt Miller has more on the opinion issued last week.
The Washington State Court of Appeals handed down the nearly $6.3 million judgment against Alaskan Brewing Company of Juneau.
So it's water under the bridge. No more appeals, no nothing else. It is what it is.
That's Alaskan Brewing President Jeff Larson. The figure is essentially the fair market value for exclusive distribution rights for Alaskan beer in seven Washington state counties, largely in the Puget Sound area. The dispute arose after the rights, as held by Kent, Washington-based Alaska Distributors Company, were put up for sale 2 years ago. The opinion issued by the appeals court says Alaskan Brewing only gave 4 days notice of its intent to terminate their contract with Alaska Distributors rather than 90 days. Larson says the opinion doesn't tell the whole story.
It was our contract having to do with our brand with Alaska Distributors. Alaska Distributors was going out of business, and so the brand was being purchased by another wholesaler, and that wholesaler is the one who paid for the fair market value. And the dispute was between the buying and selling wholesalers over our brand. And that's why our name is in this court action.
An arbitrator ruled that Alaska Distributors was owed $5.5 million for the rights' fair market value. That's instead of the $1.4 million in liquidated damages that court documents say Alaskan Brewing had advocated for.
And so the wholesaler that purchased our brand had a concern about the fair market valuation. So the whole arbitration was between the two wholesalers.
A trial court declined to overrule the arbitrator's decision and up the award another $800,000 for interest and attorney's fees, but Larson says the new wholesaler, Renton-based K&L Distributors, already paid for the rights.
And he actually purchased it a year ago.
The appeals court decision doesn't tread any new ground, but Seattle area attorney Doug Reeser, who also writes for brewerylaw.com, says the decision highlights the enormous deference given to a single arbitrator.
Shut the door on challenging arbitration rulings. It really kind of showed that there are extremely, extremely limited circumstances in which you can challenge an arbitration award in the state of Washington. And that's probably the ruling nationwide across most states.
Reeser also notes what he calls statutory protections afforded to distributors when contracts are terminated by small brewers.
2009, they changed it to 200,000 barrels, which would have got Alaskan out of this.
Calls placed to the last known business number for Alaska Distributors or its president, Stephen Loeb, were not returned. The company announced plans to lay off 600 people and sell assets to other distributors at the same time as it was selling Alaskan Brewing's distribution rights.
And we're selling beer in Seattle and enjoy making it and trying to provide the best service we can to our retail customers, and hopefully the consumer gets the service that they want, a nice cold glass of beer after work.
Alaskan Brewing Company is privately owned, and Larson declined to reveal his company's financial details, but he does say that production is about 125,000 barrels a year, and they employ 80 people, mostly in the Juneau area. According to the latest rankings by the Brewers Association, Alaskan Brewing is 11th among craft brewers and 18th overall among all breweries in the country. Those rankings are based on sales volume. A craft brewery is defined as an independent and traditional operation with less than 2 million barrels of annual production. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.